tune with WWGH. And we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Hey. Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
But I don't look exactly like McFeely right now because I don't have my costume on. For those who wonder, Mr. McFeely is the delivery man on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I wear a delivery hat and a jacket that says Speedy Delivery, and tonight in the parade,
oh yes,
I will look like Mr. McFeely.
And you'll have a mustache,
I'll grow it just like that.
Yeah. So, what kind of adhesive do you use so it doesn't fall off?
It's called Spirit Gum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you put it on and it'll dry, and just put it on. But, you know, at times over the years with even made Mr. Rogers, I grew my own and used that sometimes.
Oh,
and then sometimes I shaved.
Okay.
It depends on the whim. Yeah. But, we did the program. We produced the program for almost 40 years. Yeah. And it's still on, by the way. It's on...
it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon.
Oh, really?
.com.
Okay.
It's on PBS Kids.
Wow.
And Hulu, I think, too.
Yeah.
So it's
I think I watch the cartoon version every day with
Daniel
a granddaughter.
Tiger.
Yes.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood is
And there
on.
Goes Speedy Delivery.
Yeah. Yes.
As a cartoon.
Yes. Speedy is animated on that.
Yes. Yes.
But the Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the original program, is the one that I... I appeared on. So.
And how many years?
Oh, we started in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
We came on the air in 68. We started taping it in 67. So what's the math? 68 to whatever we are now, 2016?
Quite a long time.
A long
yes.
time. And it's and somewhere in the United States or Canada or somewhere, the islands, it's still showing.
Wow. Amazing.
Daniel's Tiger's Neighborhood mm-hmm. is in 26 countries now.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Australia, in Germany, in Sweden, France, so it's made the rounds.
What relationship is that production to the original Mr. Rogers?
It is the second generation. For instance, on the program, Mr. Rogers' program, there's a puppet's name who was X.
X the Owl.
On this program, it's O the Owl.
Oh, really?
Son. And Daniel, the star of this show, is the son of Daniel that was on Mr. Rogers. So it's second generation.
But Daniel on Mr. Rogers, was he the king's son?
No, Daniel is the tiger.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Prince Tuesday,
yes.
The king's son.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You'll catch up.
Yeah, right. It's been a while, but I watched every episode.
Prince Tuesday's on Daniel Tiger, too.
I used to watch the credits to see when that particular program was recorded.
Oh, okay, yes.
Saw the date.
Yes, and sometimes if it was re-broadcast, issued once, and then they reissued it again, I think that both dates are there. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
Now, the piano player that did the theme, was that Mr. Costa?
Johnny Costa.
Yeah.
He was incredible.
Yes.
He could play any song by ear. You would hum a song to him. If he didn't know it, he'd listen. Repeated on the piano.
Amazing.
So he did all of our music arranging. Fred wrote the programs. Wrote the programs and the music.
Yeah.
But Johnny would take the music he wrote and rearrange it a little bit.
Now, an interesting thing, and I hope she's not listening. There is a lady in Ohio who heads the, the Public Service News Department for Ohio.
Uh-huh.
She's on television quite a bit. And her hair kind of hangs down over her eye or her forehead. And I look at her and I see Fred Rogers' dog. What was his name?
Oh, boy. Bob Dog.
Yeah, Bob Dog. Exactly. I thought Bob Dog and this lady look so much alike. They may not, but to me, yes.
Well, no, we won't. You said
I
that,
said
not
it.
I.
Right.
Bob Dog was played by an actor by the name of Bob Troll.
Oh, yeah. He also did...
Robert Troll.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, in Pittsburgh radios, he was a legend. He started at KDKA radio.
Oh, yes.
For years.
1020 on the dial.
How did you know that?
Oh, I've listened to KDKA a long time.
Well, there was a program that he was on called the Reach Cordick Show, Cordick and Company. And they did a lot of madcap comedy in the morning, plus talk.
Yeah.
But he was one of the cast members. They were cast members, and he did all of the voices.
Wow.
Plus some other actors. And Kordick was the host, and they'd play off of him.
And I can still hear Bob Dog.
Yep. I have an idea. Tonight at the parade, if any of you come to the parade, which I hope you do, you know, just so we know that you've heard us speaking here,
yes.
Why don't you make a little sign or a bigger sign and just simply put the call letters of the
station,
which is
WWGH.
WWGH, and just hold it up as we pass by, and we'll know that you were listening to the station today.
Idea.
It doesn't have to be this program, but I guess that's the only way you're going to know about this, because you're listening to it now. But
to this one right now, live as it happens.
It's on, it's streaming.
Streaming on video and also live over the airwaves.
Okay, so there's two versions of it.
And they can see us back in Pittsburgh.
They can, that's right.
Yes.
They can see
this. They can.
All that you need to do is put in the call letters.
If they leave right now, they could get here for the parade.
And almost everybody has a smartphone, and I'm sure in Pittsburgh.
Yes, yes.
Everywhere you go.
The parade starts, I believe, at, you know the exact time.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. 6 to 8. And as I was driving in today, I drove up from Pittsburgh today. As I was driving in, the chairs were already in place.
Oh, they were there 2 or 3 days ago.
Really?
Now, here's something. You have all these stores probably in Pennsylvania, but we have one here that had a special one day on chairs, the old aluminum vinyl,
yes,
remember?
Yes,
And they were sold out immediately, and now I know why. They bought them to watch the parade.
And they're not that expensive.
No,
either.
They were, in contrast to the steel chairs.
Oh, but the aluminum of the beach type chairs.
Oh, yeah. Which easy to carry.
They're easy to carry and not heavy, because when you go to the beach, you have all this paraphernalia, and it's much lighter to carry the beach. But yes, I noticed those they were all types. The aluminum, and there's the sort of the scoop chair, whatever they call that, like an Eames chair.
Yes. And we never hear of any of them being stolen.
You know, there's a phenomenon in Pittsburgh. I don't know if it's any other city, but in wintertime, Pittsburgh has a small downtown and very small streets all over the city. And people who do not have garages in the urban areas put a chair in their parking space out front so they can get a spot.
Really?
And it's a joke now. But if you drive by, you'll see a chair from a kitchen or an old three-legged chair or something, meaning don't take my parking space.
Wow.
And it's sort of an unspoken tradition in Pittsburgh. So if you're ever in Pittsburgh and you see us chairs and parking spaces you drive by in most neighborhoods that don't have garages, that's what it is.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, I didn't realize Pittsburgh had tunnels.
Oh, everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they have to. In fact, the tunnel that you, if you've never been to Pittsburgh, you have, but there's a magnificent view. You don't think you're going to see what you're going to see, but you come from the airport into downtown Pittsburgh. You come through the Fort Pitt Tunnel, and it's a tunnel as any other tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, you see this vista in front of you of downtown Pittsburgh.
Yes. Oh,
Where the rivers meet.
Yes.
Allegheny, Monongahela to the Ohio. And now, since I've been here last, I think, maybe not, but there is a statue right near Heinz Field where the Steelers play of Fred Rogers.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's if you're ever in for a Steelers game, walk across from the stadium towards the river, and there is a pavilion there, a tribute to children with Fred Rogers' statue. And he would have been so proud of that, because the sculptor who did it, it was commissioned by the city and some foundations, also did Kennedy and Einstein.
Really?
And Einstein, yeah.
And
the Einstein Museum in D.C. has Einstein's sculpture right outside, and that's the same sculptor who did Fred's.
Isn't that something?
So if you're ever in Pittsburgh, take a look.
Yes. And the only time I, other than the last time, stayed overnight once in a hotel that seems to be in the forefront of Pittsburgh when you see pictures of Pittsburgh, the river and everything. It's a white, is it a Hilton?
It was a hilt. It's now Wyndham, I think, now.
Oh, okay.
But it's gold. It was gold.
Oh, wow.
For the Golden Triangle.
Oh, sure.
It was gold, yeah. Aluminum, and I think over the years, the gold sort of went to
okay.
brass.
Yeah, right. But I went on a riverboat there, too.
Oh, yes.
And we had the mascot from the
Pirates?
Yeah. And he was on the boat.
The Pirate Parrot?
Yeah.
Yep. He's because both stadiums are right there within 5 minutes of the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing, it's all in that area. One thing about Pittsburgh, it's now a destination for a lot of people because that area where you stayed in the hotel is, it's called the Cultural District.
Okay.
And they have Heinz Hall, which is where the symphony plays, Pittsburgh Symphony, and they saved some other, the old theaters, as you did here with the Palace.
Yes.
They saved them for the Pittsburgh Ballet and the opera and the musicals in the summer. There's
wow.
several other theaters downtown, and it's all composed in the Cultural District, so it's worth a visit.
Yeah, there's a convention center there,
Oh, yeah, that's
too.
Right yeah. down, the, right near yeah. it, and all the restaurants. Pittsburgh is booming downtown now. They're building a lot of apartments, and people are moving in. Maybe the people who are downsizing are moving to apartments in downtown Pittsburgh.
Right.
And also the Millenniums are moving in, so they have both ends of the spectrum.
And but, there's a museum there with dinosaurs.
Yes, that's in Oakland, not too far. That's near the University of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That's about 4 miles from downtown as the Harding statue is about a mile or two from downtown Marion,
interesting,
right?
Interesting, yeah. Well,
something like
that. Yeah,
it's out.
Yeah, about three quarters. Yeah.
yeah. Okay, yeah. But it's out of the downtown yeah. area. But University of Pittsburgh is a tall, it's called the Cathedral of Learning, a tall, I'd say it's 40-story building.
Mm.
The tallest university in the world, it is the university building.
My land.
So Pittsburgh is got a lot to see.
It'd be a nice city to spend some time
yes.
in.
Yes, there's a lot to do, especially yeah. the cultural and the sports.
Yeah.
They complement each other. And it's the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yes.
This is like a Pittsburgh travel show.
Oh, it is.
This
is
very interesting.
There now, you are.
I've been here. I've been enjoying just along with the other listeners. I do want to let everybody know, though, that the event tonight, the Popcorn Parade kicks off at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And Mr. McFeely, David Newell's visit, is supported by Hemerly's Flowers, who's having Customer Appreciation Days the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So you want to stop in and see them. They're at 615 East Center Street here in Marion.
And we'll be going past there in the parade.
We will be. Maybe yeah. they'll give us some flowers. Hemerly's.
Hemerly's.
With an H. Hemerly's.
Hemerly's, thank you. Speedy delivery to Hemerly's.
And a pop sensation, Gourmet Popcorn Shop, and we will have these nifty little bags, which you can't see on radio, but you will see them tonight at the festival.
Wow.
To pass out.
Oh, good.
We have a whole box of them down here. Look at
how will you pass them out? You can't throw them from the float, though, can you?
No. We're going to have people walking along
the
float.
Yeah, before the parade starts, we'll have a bunch of...
Because I brought some McFeely pictures with me, too.
Yes.
Chicago Avenue is where... The parade, our part,
we'll
the
start,
parade forms.
And then we'll head down there. And Crafty General Contracting, who is decorating and putting together the float.
Wow. Oh, good. The
WWGH.
GH.
Float. Now,
yes.
All that being said, now what I was interested to know, David, people who see you now obviously don't recognize you as McFeely. Has anybody ever heard your voice and said...
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of funny, you should mention that, because this morning I stopped to get gasoline and check my tire pressure at a gas station in Pittsburgh. And I was paying at it's a convenience store, too, and I was buying a cup of coffee, and the woman right next to me said, "Are you Mr. McFeely?" And I was dressed just like this.
Really?
Yes. And I said, "Yes, you're very good. How did you?" She said, "Well, I watch the program a lot, and I've watched with my grandkids, and I could tell your voice, and then just by looking at you, I could tell that you were Mr. McFeely." So, yeah, it does happen.
Which makes you feel good.
Well, it's very interesting because most people here, when we were looking for you who hadn't met you, I said, "Now, don't look for Mr. McFeely because that's not what he looks like." This is very anonymous.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
It is. But now with the, I've been doing a lot of speaking and a lot of visiting stations, television programs, talking about the legend of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So more and more people are recognizing me out of my costume. And I've been going to Comic Cons.
Yes.
I was in one in Chicago and one in Canada. I'm going to another in Canada. And I dress like this.
Wow.
And right next to me was Big Bird, who was out of his costume, and we were both signing autographs.
Ah.
And then two tables down was Mini-Me, you know, the Mini-Me from the I can't remember the Austin Powers movie.
Yes.
And then the Hulk was there, and Fonzie was there, too.
Oh, my. Wow.
So I was in nostalgia territory.
Does it ever get... do you ever get tired of putting on the suit?
Oh, I do, especially on a hot day like today. Not tired, but it really is a chore because it's warm. And it's like putting on an overcoat on a 90-degree day, really.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's a heavy, long-sleeved outfit, buttoned up to the top, and a hat.
And a hat, yes, and glasses and a mustache. So it gets a little warm, but tonight around 6, it won't be quite as hot. And the parade won't, and we're number 20 in the parade, by the way.
We are number 20, yes.
And so it means that at the beginning of the parade, I would say probably about 25 minutes into the parade, we'll appear.
Right, right.
And we'll be on a float that'll say
WGH.
GH. Warren G. Harding, that's it. So I just have to add another W, and I'll remember it's really, a lot of people say, and I think it's incorrect to say WW. It's actually WW.
Yeah.
Because it's a W.
If you ever listen to WLW in Cincinnati, they have some announcers that
they go right through it.
Instead of WW. Yeah.
That was popular though on those Midwestern hayride shows.
Oh, yes.
They wouldn't just say WW.
Because it's catchy.
It's catchy.
There was a radio station in Pittsburgh which has changed its call letters, but originally it was WWSW, and that's a mouthful to say.
Well, when you give the website to it, you got to go www.wwgh.
But now, can't you get a website without the three W's in the front?
I think you can pretty well get away with that. World Wide Web is
what it stands for.
Yeah, well, we don't have to go with that anymore.
You know, I noticed, you probably never listened to WJR in Detroit, one of the oldest stations around. They used to say Detroit. Now it's Detroit.
That's right.
Well, is that
I don't
correct? Apparently,
I don't
it is.
Know, but there's a town where Mr. Rogers was born called La Trobe, Pennsylvania.
Yes, home of Rolling Rock Beer.
Rolling Rock Beer, Honorable Palmer, and Fred Rogers.
Yes,
and the home of midget football. They say that's what I'm told. Now you have one here.
We have a popcorn bowl. Will be Sunday at noon at the Baker Field. Baker Field off Route 95 here.
But the people who live in La Trobe say La Trobe. Who are from Pittsburgh say La Trobe. I think that's the same idea.
Yeah, and we have a town in this, LaRue, and some people call it LaRue.
Uh-huh. But it's LaRue.
And one time I did a remote broadcast from a restaurant in LaRue to find out what the natives call it.
Uh-huh.
And most of them said LaRue.
Well, okay. Well, then they've got to be right.
Whether they were right or wrong.
That's what. My wife was a language major in college, a French mainly. And when she moved to Pittsburgh, there are some French names.
Oh, yes.
There's a township outside of Pittsburgh called Versailles. And she cringes. They pronounce it Versailles.
Yes, instead of Versailles.
Versailles, yeah. And there's another one that Duquesne.
Oh, sure.
And I don't know how that's pronounced.
Duquesne?
I think it is.
Yeah.
It is Duquesne.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's Duquesne in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Like D-U-K-A-N-E, phonetically. But she wants to correct everybody, but she doesn't.
We also have a...
Now, how would you... I think this is where Charlie... How would you pronounce that, David?
Oh.
It's the only town in the country with that name.
That's a town here, and everybody mispronounces it when they come here.
Is it... I'm going to say Buck, but it's not.
That's what they do. They all call it Bucky Russ. But it's not.
Boo, maybe. Boo, boo.
Not boo. Bu.
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 Bucyrus.
Bucyrus.
Bu.
Cyrus.
Oh, just Bucyrus.
Bucyrus.
Oh, okay. It's two syllables then. Bucyrus is all one syllable, right?
But
Cyrus, no.
Bucyrus. And every time you get a new newsman and radio in this town, their first report from Bucyrus is from Bucky Russ.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, you know, yeah. I saw that on a signpost coming in, driving in today. And my eye goes to BUC, Buck, because of the Pirates. They call them Beat 'em Bucks. And so that's what I would have said.
Now, how is it you go to California, it's Carmel. You go to Indiana, it's Carmel.
I just wonder what the origin of that word is of Carmel. It's not French.
Well, I went to Indianapolis one time and had to go through Carmel. And that would be the word you think you would... Carmel's an odd word, but you hear of Carmel, California. So I went in and I said, well, what's it like here in Carmel? They said, Carmel. Carmel.
But I think Carmel sounds nicer, don't you?
It does, but is Carmel...
Correct.
Do you think Carmel, California was originally Carmel?
You know, I think Carmel may be the correct spelling of what we call Carmel, I think. The caramel candy.
Candy, which I think is what they go with in Carmel in Indiana. And Charlie says that we should rename this town. that's his goal.
Yeah. Well, rename it what?
Marion is kind of feminine.
Yeah.
I think we ought to have a get-up-and-go name. Like, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But give it some spunk.
Well, when you think of it now, before you change it, the classic get-up-and-go person on the movie screen was John Wayne, whose name was Marion Morrison.
Morrison.
Right. So there you go.
Okay, are we breaking?
No, just keep going.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to break yet, folks. Don't forget that we lost Scott for a moment, but we are going to be in the parade tonight.
We have a Marseilles in our listening area.
Okay.
Instead of Marseille.
Oh, that's the other one. There's also...
Versailles and Marseilles.
Yes. Yeah. But you're not going to change. But I would think anybody who would come from France would be
offended.
At it.
Or
Canada, Montreal.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there are 30 towns in the United States with the name... In fact, there's one in Indiana, straight west of us.
Uh-huh.
But there's only one Bucyrus.
Bucyrus.
Now, in Bucyrus, they made the largest shovel that dug the Panama Canal.
Really?
Marion made the smaller ones.
I think you mentioned that last
Probably,
time.
Probably, yes.
I didn't... Bucyrus. Yeah. I would have not known that. But I think you... And there was something else.
Copper kettles.
Yes.
We make the copper kettles or the... what do you call them? The kettle drums?
You mean the musical?
Yeah, the musical.
Oh, they make...
Or symphonies.
Oh, they make those?
Yes,
here.
Yes.
What's the name of the company?
Picking and Company. They've been in business for 147 years.
Really?
And they're still going.
I never knew that. I don't think you told me that. You told me about the Panama Canal.
Yes.
Shovel. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
Picking. Picking. P-I-C-K-I-N-G.
Right.
And that's still in business.
It's still in business, yes.
Right. Do they have a museum out there where they have some of their old models?
They have tours that you can take. It's very ancient. The inside is almost like it was 100 years ago.
That's
And
what we used to do on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood would be doing visits to factories.
Oh, yes.
And that would have been a perfect
one. Wouldn't it? Oh, my land, yes.
Because we went to a trombone factory to show children how they make trombones.
Sure.
And how they make soup.
I remember that one, the trombone.
Yes.
I remember that episode, yeah.
And the classic one that we did was crayons in...
Oh, Easton, Pennsylvania?
That's right. And they have... Then you could go through the actual crayon factory.
Oh, okay.
Now they have created the visitor center.
A mock-up, yeah.
That you go through.
Same with Hershey.
Yes, because I think the Hershey... was a little more for sanitation, you know, because it's something to eat that they had to pull
food, yes.
But for the crayons, I think it was just too much. They were getting in the way slowing down the manufacturing.
Right.
But if you ever are driving through Pennsylvania, stop at Easton. The crayon is...
Yeah. What I remember about Easton, Pennsylvania goes back a long, long time. My oldest daughter... I was traveling to the East Coast, were on vacation. And I remember changing her diaper in Easton, in Easton. Isn't that something?
Have you told her that?
Yes, a couple of times.
Now, where is she now?
She's in Sunbury, Ohio, and works for a company called Bry Air. They make dehumidifiers for candy factories.
Oh, my goodness.
And they make a lot of equipment for Hershey.
Do they really?
Yes, right. Because candy factories have to control their humidity.
Or the candy.
Goes. Oh, yes, right.
But it's the same principle, I would think, as your dehumidifier at home, too, right?
That's right, exactly. They also make some air transfer equipment for that new, I think it's the F-35 fighter plane.
Oh, okay.
Or new, you know, modernistic.
That factory.
Yeah.
Now, how far is that from here?
It's only about 40 miles.
Oh, okay, so yeah. She's... She
not too far away.
Can visit you. My daughter right now and her family are in Vietnam.
Oh, my. All right.
Thailand and Vietnam. They started out last February in Mexico and have taken the three kids almost around the world.
Wow.
They started in Mexico and Panama City in Africa, Ireland, Paris, Spain, many, many different cities, and they'll be coming back in October to Pittsburgh.
Wow, interesting.
But they lived in L.A. for years, so I don't know if they're going to settle back there again or what their plans are. But anyhow, they're having a great time.
Wow.
It's educational.
Oh, I bet. I have a friend that is teaching English in different countries. Right now he's in China for the second time. And the Chinese people live a little bit different, a little more maybe subdued, but yet they get together with their teachers and have dinner and different things. But he was in Khartoum, Sudan.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's a little different story.
Oh, it is. Boy, Khartoum, that's across the world.
Oh, yes, in Africa. But, and of course, it's all Muslim. And here he was, an American. But yet, he said they had no problem. They never mistreated him.
Was he living there or working there?
Yeah, he had to live there to teach at a university, the English language. These other countries want to learn English.
My wife is presently in Mexico, and she got her certificate in English as a second language and is teaching English right now in Oaxaca, which is in Mexico.
Okay.
And she'll be there for another month. She loves it. And after raising three kids and staying home, she now is traveling a little bit and loves language. She was, as I said earlier, a French major and an Spanish minor, but now she does both.
Wow. I have a niece that 31 years now has taught Spanish.
In a high school?
Yes. Yeah.
Boy, she must be fluent and fluent.
Yeah, I would think when she retires that she could be an interpreter for police departments.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's a hard... You think it's an easy language to get a hold of, but it is not.
That's right.
Yeah. Because of the... there's a lot of words that sound the same, but they're two different meanings. But speaking of Chinese, somebody was telling me that she was in China teaching English, and it's more of the lilt of your voice, the Chinese.
That's right, the inflection,
inflection, yes.
Right, up or down or whatever. Yes, and to learn that.
That's hard. I bet a musician could get a hold of that easier if they could hear that.
Yes.
But I think that would be hard because we don't listen intentionally for inflections here.
Yes.
And when somebody stresses a word, there, it could be serious or comic.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Right.
But there, it's really it could make a big difference.
Yeah. There's on shortwave, the Radio China International is a shortwave station, broadcasting in Chinese, of course, and at night they teach Chinese.
Really?
Yeah.
Over the
and just like you say, the inflection. The up and down.
You mean you could?
You can hear that on shortwave.
You could. Oh, shortwave.
Yeah,
you can't
shortwave
get it on streaming.
Not on regular radio. No.
But do you have a shortwave?
Well, you could probably get it on streaming too. I don't know, but I'm a ham radio operator.
Oh, so you can get it.
Yes.
But if you want to study Chinese, try getting it, huh?
Yeah, right.
That, but I think you really need, for the beginnings, a teacher to really be there with you to get you started.
Absolutely.
That must be hard to pick up on your own unless you're born there and you grow into it.
And, you know, some teachers have a great gift of transferring information to how, or so you can understand it, in contrast to some that you can't quite get it through.
I think some people have a knack for languages and some don't.
Yes, right.
And some have a knack for algebra, and I don't. I had a hard.
I often ask, what is algebra used for? And nobody seems to know.
No, I think their excuse is, well, it makes you think. Well, I guess it does that.
Yeah.
But I always said, okay, just tell me what X stands for. Then I'll give you your answer.
Yeah, right.
I want to know. Just tell me the number.
And then a step above that is calculus. And I know nothing about that.
I know nothing. Geometry, though, is a little different because it's visual.
Yes, exactly.
And I did a little better in geometry. Not a great deal better, but a little better because I could see the patterns and the shapes.
And now, and two, United States does not necessarily use the metric system wholeheartedly, but it's so much simpler. Everything is divided by 10, you know.
Like
a decimeter is 10 meters or part of. But, yeah, everything is easy to understand instead of 3/16 and 4/32. And
well, if you had a mile equivalent in centimeters, how many centimeters is that?
I don't know. But in the new Yankee magazine,
there is a
or the old Farmer's Almanac.
Oh yes, yes.
There is a table that will decipher all that.
Oh, we'll have.
I just bought mine.
I enjoy the. It's now called what?
The old Farmer's Almanac.
It's still called that.
Yeah, there is another called the Farmer's Almanac.
What's the difference?
There are two different publications. They're both celebrating many, many years of publication. Now, the old Farmer's Almanac, I think, is 225 years.
That's the original, right?
Yeah, the original. Okay. And they've got everything. I tell you, if you had that with you at all times, you could answer any question anyone ever had.
I always buy it when I see it. It comes out around this time or a little later.
Yes, right.
And sometimes a grocery store will have it as your shop. There'll be a stack of them. And they may not still do it, but I noticed they had a punch, a hole punched right at the top, so you can hang it.
Yeah, that's they used to have that as an automatic thing. They don't now.
Oh, they don't.
You have to punch it yourself.
Oh.
Of course, it's too thick to. I mean, you couldn't begin to punch that thick a the anniversary deal.
Okay. Well,
or you could take a drill. And drill a hole through it.
Yes, you could, but I always thought that was clever. But I think what the farmers did was they hung it from their phones near the telephone.
Sure.
And it gave the weather. I think it
planting dates.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also it gave. You mean the tides when the tides would come in?
Tides, everything. Yes. Oh my goodness! Everything you could ever think of.
And things like
that. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Well. Folks, what time do we wrap this up?
We'll be finished with On the Air at 4:00, which is 12 minutes from now.
Okay, because let's remind them again of the parade for anybody who just tuning in.
We'll be moving from here after we eat here to the parade grounds around 5:00, and the parade begins at 6:00.
Yes, and so we have an hour to wait, but they have to line up.
Yeah.
And we're float number 20, and it'll say WWGH on it. And
you know what the G stands for?
No, I don't.
Gamaliel.
Really?
Warren Gamaliel Harding.
I never knew that. Well, I knew. Well,
and people have asked, where'd that name come
Gamaliel?
From? Some people said it's mentioned one time in the Bible. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Well, a scholar of the Bible would know where that's
mentioned. Oh, I'm sure.
I do not know.
Scott knows?
Well, you know what? Gamaliel, I know I don't know where it came from, but what I thought was we do have about 11 minutes left, and if I sit over here they can hear me over the radio, and we can ask a trivia question.
That's good, or if we can hardly hear you over here.
You can barely hear me?
Well, I can hear you.
Yeah, we're
Charlie,
okay.
Point the good ear at me, and we'll be good. If somebody wants to call in the 10 minutes we have left, 740-383-9944, and I can patch the question through, and we do have some Cedar Point tickets to give away. Charlie or David, a question for those? And
oh, you mean a trivia question?
Trivia question.
Oh, well, here comes the guest.
And here comes Marge, another one of our...
She works here on the radio, too.
Yes,
okay,
Marge.
There you are. Look.
You're right on camera.
We both graduated in about the same year.
Yeah, and we both are, a month apart?
A month apart.
All right.
Well, step right up, Marge. Steps,
Marge, just sit there
seat.
With that orange microphone.
Yeah, I can be at the king of the ring.
Yeah. All right. Do we have a trivia question?
Well, a trivia question. I'll give him an easy one.
Give him an easy one.
About the neighborhood. And I think Scott knows this one. There was a person who started as a floor crew member on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, meaning moved the scenery, and just recently he was up for an Academy Award. Not last year. Oh, yes, last year again. He, two
it was
years.
Last year,
one
yeah.
was the supporting actor, and the year before he was up as best actor in a film. And his name is what you need.
Did he get it?
He did not.
He did not get it. The movie got it, though. Didn't it? The movie get the Academy Award?
The movie got it.
The movie got the Academy Award.
The movie got the Academy Award for, I think, ensemble acting.
What was the name of the movie?
What was the name of the movie? You have 9 minutes left. Look that up. Google it. Do what you can. And you can have two tickets to Cedar Point Halloween weekends, any weekend through Halloween starting next weekend. You can get free passes to go to the big Cedar Point event. Or if you want Kosai passes or to Die For Cupcakes or bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you have any other questions in the next 9 minutes, 740-383-9944. Okay.
And we will give the movie, if they don't call in, we'll give the name of the movie, which may help a little bit, too.
We are getting a call.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
He really asked the same question last year.
He asked the same question last year when he was here. He did.
I did, and he knew it.
Michael Keaton.
Did he get it?
Michael Keaton, he did get it.
Yeah, he was the same person answered it last year?
The same person.
You got it.
Are you the same person who got it last year?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You stuck around for a year. That's good.
Well, let's ask him the names of the movies, the two
I'm
movies that he was
of,
nominated
Scott.
For.
Well, what's the name of the two movies he was nominated for?
Birdman and...
Birdman?
That's one.
Can't think of the other one.
Can't think of the other one. Okay.
He was a supporting actor in the second one. That was last year. And I'll tell you, it was Spotlight.
Spotlight.
That was...
Spotlight.
He was
okay.
in as... it was... A movie based on a newspaper story.
Oh, perfect. Any going to the parade tonight?
Am I going to the parade?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually in Bucyrus.
Oh, in
Charlie Country.
You're in Bucyrus listening to us.
Yep.
Bucyrus. Right. I was quizzed on that.
Up in Bucky Russ today, enjoying yourself. Well, hey, thank you for listening.
You're not coming? Is he coming to the parade?
Not coming. He's up in Bucyrus.
Yeah. Oh, is that far away from
That's
here?
That's my hometown.
It's okay. Charlie Country, he called it.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll pick those
delivery.
Up tomorrow.
Well, he.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was being so
smooth with that.
Smooth, yes. You can't put him past.
You can't. Those devoted listeners,
what
even listening.
What was that person's name?
That was Gorenflow. I should have got his name. Charlie knows him. Gorenflow. What's his first name?
Ron Gorenflow.
Not Ron. I know him so well.
Call back in and tell us your name. I don't
tell us
know
your
name.
Dick.
Dick Gorenflow.
Yeah. Oh, Dick.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Dick. Thank you for calling in and giving my... You remember your facts, that's for sure.
And you talk about the shot of this station. Bucyrus is quite a ways down the road.
It is.
Yeah.
So
it's over 20 miles from here.
Oh, well, he can make it in. You can make it in by 6 when the parade starts. Come in and hold a sign up, WWGH.
Now, we have another trivia question?
Okay.
We have 7 minutes.
Oh, another trivia question.
Yes.
That's right. They guessed that one. Well, you could do something about Marion, something that was made here. We talked about it, but let's see if they remember.
Well,
Charlie had all his questions answered this morning.
Oh,
he's run dry today.
good question.
Yes.
Name the lady who managed the merry-go-round.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant here in Marion. It's on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yes.
There is, it's called the Museum Go Round.
The Museum Go Round.
But it looks like a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And there is a puppet, and Fred Rogers did the voice of the puppet. And you've got,
oh, that was his voice. Okay.
That lady is part of the answer. And so name that puppet character who was the curator of the Museum Go Round in the neighborhood of Make Believe.
Kind of an ugly
lady. She's a famous or pretty famous actress.
Well, you're thinking if there were two similar names.
Betty.
You're thinking of Betty Aberlin, who is the actress who's been on the neighborhood, but she's the human actress. This is
what's her position in life now?
Betty?
Yeah.
Betty Aberlin is living upstate New York. She's doing a lot of writing. I think she still does performing.
She seemed to be such a nice person with personality.
Yeah, she is a lovely woman. Yeah. Lovely woman, very talented, and has a range of talents for singer, and she was so wonderful, Betty Aberlin, with the puppets.
The man that was with her on a lot of the episodes.
Uh-huh. What was Chuck Aber, neighbor Aber, and they were in a lot of the musical operas we did. But the question, if it hasn't, that's a, this is a little, well, Aberlin,
Lady Aberlin,
that will give you a clue to the puppet who ran the Museum Go Round.
Who ran the, what puppet, what is the puppet's name who ran the Museum Go Round?
She was quite a handful. And, you know, symbolically, she represented, Fred wrote the scripts, and she represented the misbehaving part of a young child. Every puppet on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood had a facet of a child's personality, and that and then Fred would use that in a script and then write the lesson for the day in a way.
Oh,
but
sure.
I can give you the first two names.
Okay.
Let's try that. Lady Elaine. That's how they knew it. But she had a last name. She had a last name.
740-383-9944. Only 3 minutes left. Exactly 3 minutes. Don't forget the Popcorn Festival Parade tonight, 6 p.m. Mr. McFeely on the WWGH float, passing out popcorn. We'll be doing the whole bit tonight and back here tomorrow 10 till 11 and then 12 to 3. You're not going to want to miss that. But Cedar Point tickets, Cosi tickets, to Die For Cupcakes, all those good things. If you can answer that in 3 minutes, Lady Elaine, last name, 740-383-9944.
Marge Hazlett, did you ever watch Mr. Rogers?
No, I'm sorry, but I've always worked.
Oh, okay.
But you knew of the program.
Yeah. Our son watched it religiously.
And here and there you probably saw it.
I just talked to him. He just had surgery of both knees.
Oh,
so
and he's doing okay?
He's down right now, but...
He's okay.
Yeah, well, I talked to him about it, and he said to tell you hi.
Oh.
And he wants to get my picture.
What's his name?
Craig.
Craig, okay. Hazel. Hi, Craig, if you happen to be listening to this. Well, I guess he won't be at the parade tonight, will he?
He lives in Florida.
Oh, he lives in Florida. What part?
I knew you were going to ask me that too fast.
Because my brother-in-law lives in Florida. His name is Craig, and he lives in Tampa.
He doesn't live in Tampa. Okay. He lives near Tampa.
Oh, okay. Caller, go ahead. Fairchild.
That's right.
Got it.
Whoa.
Got
Fairchild.
It. Who do we have? Okay, Tom Danner. Okay.
Tom Danner.
Oh,
all
and
right.
Here comes another call. Okay, that was quick. Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is it Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Yeah, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Lady Elaine
Fairchild.
And you know, can they hear me?
They can hear you.
Lady Elaine's voice was done by Fred Rogers. And a lot of people don't know the last name. They know Lady Elaine, but they get it mixed up with Lady Aberlin.
Aberlin. What's your name, caller?
My name is Tyler.
Your name is Tyler?
Yes.
All right, Tyler, what's your last name so we can set your prize aside?
McGill, I met you all just earlier today. We were on our way home listening, and boom.
I gotcha. You are down. Thank you.
Speedy and liberty.
Great, thank you.
There we go. There went the questions. Yeah. So with 30 seconds left, tonight's the Marion Popcorn Parade, biggest thing going on here in Marion.
Be sure you wave at Speedy Delivery, Mr.
Yes, McCreely. On a float, and before you go, if you're coming to the parade tonight, write a placard, a sign, WWGH, right?
Exactly, and that's all the time we have today.
And hold it up.
There you go.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, to legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson.